Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pel Yoitz, Oiz Beis, discussing our very important topic of Beis HaKnesses, of the shul and the proper decorum in the shul. And in Shir number 144, the Pel Yoitz tells us that the Umois HaOilom, the nations of the world, when they go to their places of worship, they have proper decorum. They have proper decorum in their houses of worship. Now, they're worshiping the wrong thing. There's no question about it. That's not the discussion. What he's bringing out is that the Ummah HaOlam, the nations of the world, when they go to their houses of worship, you better believe it. And he's not talking 200 years ago already, that they have proper decorum when they go to their houses of worship.
How does he know?
Okay. Avachoyvaz gavra asher hu Yehudi, the maimin be'emun shleima b'metzius Hashem. Now he says another point. He says the difference is, though, is that if a person would say something out of line over there, they'd come down on him with a tremendous wrath. As opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you say what you want, and I'm listening. In other words, in the tefillos to Hashem, Hashem says, I want to hear what you have to say. And it's the different, the point he wanted to bring out was, and the fact it's brought like this from the Rishonim, even before the Pel Yoitz, about one of the Kitrugim, one of the attacks against Klal Yisrael is the fact that, unfortunately, they have proper decorum in many of these places. And when it comes to sometimes by us, Krum Zulus Vlim Neodom, these are things, tefillah is that which is in the highest realms of Kedusha. And the Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin already says, Manoshim is Zazalim Boy. We learned this Gemara a few weeks ago. And people are cheaping it. What is to cheapen something? You know what cheapen something means? You buy something which is valuable. And you, if you misuse it, you're cheapening that which is valuable. You buy a nice crystal and you put it on the pedestal in your house. And someone comes in, a guest comes in, picks it up and says, oh, this is very nice. Where'd you get it? The thrift shop? Target? Because, you know, you can't imagine it's a real deal thing. You hold it right there in front of everybody. And you, like, start sweating. You're trying to, like, get over there quietly, close enough you can pick it up, take it out of his hand before he drops it. I had somebody who told me he had a cleaning person in his house who broke a $5,000 vase. So he says to me, it was my fault. Not me, personally. It's his fault. Why, what is his fault? How is it his fault? What, he wasn't even, he was at work. He says, you know what's my fault? He says, what am I doing that with that in my house? What do I need that for in my house? I need a $5,000 vase in my house? Okay. So here you go over and you put it down, that crystal, and you tell the person, it's real. It's the real deal. Tefillah is the real deal. We just had a beautiful Gemara earlier this morning, and I want to bring it back over here to the Pel Yoitz Shir. And the Gemara told us if a person knows someone else is in need of a Yeshua, someone else is going through difficult times, he's sick, he needs a salvation, whatever it might be, and you don't daven for him, the person who doesn't daven for him is called a chayte, he's called a sinner. Now, we're not going to get into the Gemara, but we want to bring out over here is that you see the power of tefillah. You see that the person who can daven for someone else, who knows about his dire situation, and he doesn't daven for him, he's called a chayte. He's a sinner. You see very clearly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, your tefillahs can make a difference. Your tefillahs can make a difference. But if you go into a shul, and you talk in the shul, and you disrespect the shul, what happens is the mokum, the place where the tefillah could have been accepted properly, is now created this koiches hara, this klipas hara. You know what happens now? Now when the tefillahs try to go up to Shemayim, they got bounced back. They got bounced back. And they don't go up to Shemayim. Because they're preceded with all the hevel, the words that come out of the people's mouths of the tefillah and the shul, that are not allowed to be spoken in the shul. And the tefillahs aren't going up to Shemayim now. Rachmana Litzlan. The tefillah is a davened, the hillim is davened, and it's not going where it's supposed to go. Why? Because people are disgracing the makam kodesh of the basic nesses. Yad Adam Lachov is Yisrael. A person has the ability, the power to turn his Yitzhahara the other direction. And this is everyone's obligation. And this is his benefit for him. And this is what we have to try to focus on. To make sure that we mechazek each other, we strengthen each other. We have the opportunity to go into a basic nesses. That's the first step, the first mindset. I can go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace in a Mikdash Ma'at, in a small basic nesses, and I can dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu from my heart's desires and talk to Hashem. And my tefillahs make a difference. This is how we have to enter a shul with these mindsets.